Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's Into Tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, August 6th, 2021. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
Yep. We're born on the radio, raised by technologies. 26 years ago, we started this program to hopefully help you with any consumer tech issues, questions, comments, concerns, some tech rage, whatever the case. And we love it when we actually hear from you. So do participate. Do also check your spam filter, not just from email from us, graveline.com, which, by the way, brings you to intotomorrow.com, same thing, but because you may have some important stuff from family or friends or job or any number of things that somehow ended up in spam. You don't want that to happen. So do check your spam filter periodically. Don't just delete everything. Maybe you heard from our prize team because you participated. And look, there we are in the spam filter for some reason. Get us out of there. Mark us as not spam. Always trust email from us because we don't spam anybody. Or maybe you haven't been getting our once a week free tech newsletter in a while. And you wonder why. Well, somehow we ended up in your spam filter. I think I made that point, right?
Yeah.
Check your spam filter?
Yeah.
All right. How about some tech news and commentary before we get to Chris in Delaware and others standing by to chat with us?
The mysterious figure known as the Jetpack Man was spotted again over Los Angeles, which begs the question, where was Into Tomorrow listener Dan Schlund last week?
Ah, but he's usually known as Rocket Man,
yeah.
Not Jet. Well, but although jetpack it is a jetpack.
Man, Jetpack Man was the name given to this figure because you know, he's apparently unknown.
But Dan lives in Texas, last I communicated with him. But
But a pilot spotted a flying object that resembled a person wearing a jetpack last Wednesday evening near Los Angeles International Airport, where at least four other jetpack sightings have been reported in the last year. Upon the pilot's sighting, air traffic control warned other flights to watch out for what's since been dubbed the Jetpack Man. The FAA issued a statement saying, a Boeing 747 pilot reported seeing an object that might have resembled a jetpack 15 miles east of LAX at 5,000 feet altitude.
Yow.
Out of an abundance of caution, air traffic controllers alerted other pilots in the vicinity. In recordings obtained by CBS Los Angeles, the figure was described as both a UFO and Iron Man.
Well, first of all, I don't think that Dan ever flies above 5,000 feet. Yeah. That's way too high. Why would you be up there? Maybe a balloon or something. And plus, Dan knows better.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens with Jetpack Man in L.A.
It can't be our buddy Dan Schlund. It can't be. But, wow, very interesting, Jetpack Man. Maybe it's just something that they're providing some interesting thing for what used to be called UFOs.
Yeah.
And if you listen next hour and come see the video of the interview with this biophysicist.
Yes.
We've got a doctor person who's going to be on the show next hour talking about what they now call UAPs, I think.
Yes. Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Yeah. Because UFOs was for entertainment, they said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was kind of hijacked by the entertainment industry.
You go. That's very true. Interesting. Well, then, so watch out for, have you seen Rocket Man? We frequently talk about the increased popularity in gaming. Well, Cedar Fair Entertainment plans to break ground this year on a 1,500-seat complex in Ohio to host esports events. The $28 million project includes 200 gaming stations, as well as locker rooms. Gee, what would they use them for? And dormitories for gamers. Who never sleep anyway, so yeah. I don't know what they need a dorm for. And locker rooms, do they take time to take a shower?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
They just need the dormitories to store all the energy drinks.
That could be. Wow. I would imagine it would include a whole bunch of mini fridges, probably one at every gaming station.
Yeah.
But that'll be interesting. We'll stay on top of that and see if the that gaming scenario for esports plays out like it should.
Yeah. During Facebook's latest earnings call, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that its next product release would be a pair of smart glasses from Ray-Ban. Zuckerberg said the glasses have their iconic form factor, and then they let you do some pretty neat things.
Wow, that's a marketing line.
Yeah, nobody ever said that Zuckerberg had a gift of gab.
No. Didn't he go to college?
Yeah. Facebook's sunglasses have been a subject of rumors since 2019. Back then, sources said that Facebook was working with Ray-Ban on AR eyewear nicknamed Orion. The glasses were billed as a full-fledged phone replacement on which you could take calls, see information, and even broadcast live streams. That inevitably drew comparisons to Google Glass instead of the phone-tethered spectacles from Snap. Last year, Hugo Barra, then VP of VR at Facebook Reality Labs, confirmed that the glasses would land in 2021, but we haven't heard much since.
And we probably won't.
Yeah, we'll see.
At least not with that kind of marketing savvy.
Yeah. They do some pretty neat things.
Really?
Okay.
Can you elaborate? No.
It's neat.
It's neat. And they do things.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the thing. Make My Move, which I'm assuming is from Clint Eastwood's Make My Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a new online platform that connects remote workers with local incentive opportunities. They just concluded a new survey about trends among remote workers. They found that nearly 60% of remote workers would look for a new job if their remote work privileges ended in their current job. Many workers have adjusted to the remote work setup, and now they're not willing to give it up.
I have a friend who just went through this. She's been working from home for the last year plus.
Yeah.
And she sent me a text a couple of weeks ago. Oh, my God, they're making us go back to the work 2 days, back to the office 2 days a week. And I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, then go back to the office. Apparently, she talked to her boss, and they compromised on 1 day a week she has to go into the office.
First of all, how dumb is that in the long run? If they're out of the office because of the pandemic, but now want you to come into work 2 or 3 or 1 day a week, what, COVID's not around that 1 or 2 days?
Yeah, it takes a day off.
Apparently. I don't know. It's very bizarre. We've got mutual friends that the same thing, you know, talking about Israel, where he had an opportunity. He was working full-time at another job and having to go to work every day. But the last 18 months or so, work completely from home. And he kept hoping that they'll allow him to continue to do that. It was the kind of thing that as long as he was online and accessing the company computer, doing whatever it was he does, then they were fine with that. Now, I don't know if they're going to make him go back to work 1 or 2 days a week physically, or if he can continue working from home. But good example. Most people say they'll look for other work rather than have to leave working from home.
You know, that's, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I guess we'll just end it.
All right. Well, that'll be the end of that story. However, what do our listeners think? Are you working from home? Have you been because of the pandemic? And would you go back to the office or the warehouse or the shop or the store or whatever if you thought you could continue to work from home? We want to know. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Hit that Ask Dave button or 800-899-INTO anytime, 24/7, by the way.
Uber is now offering free Rosetta Stone language classes to ride hail and deliver drivers. It aims to make interactions between drivers and patrons easier while teaching drivers new skills that can help them find jobs beyond Uber. That's something else I've never really gotten, all these companies that say, we'll help educate our employees so they can go work somewhere else.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense. Don't you want to educate your employees to be better at their job and stay with you?
Yeah.
Well, but that's interesting. If you want to learn a foreign language, let them pay for it. Yeah, so go to work for Uber for as long as it takes to learn the foreign language and then quit.
Yeah, because last I heard Rosetta Stone's pretty expensive.
Yeah. But,
the drivers will have free access to all 24 languages that Rosetta Stone offers directly from the Uber driver app. The partnership will be available to drivers and delivery people who have achieved gold, platinum, or diamond status through the Uber Pro program.
Oh, so you can't just apply, become an Uber driver, take the course.
But it'll be available in more than 36 countries, such as Argentina, Brazil, South Africa, the UK, and the US. Uber also worked with Rosetta Stone to develop some language education focused on interactions drivers have most often with their riders.
Interesting. Well, certainly it will help the company.
Yeah.
And you have to be one of those top-tier drivers in order to qualify anyway.
Yeah.
So you're not likely to lose those drivers. They'll just have that additional skill. Interesting. On more streaming controversy news, you probably heard about this. Scarlett Johansson sued Disney for its decision to release Black Widow on Disney Plus and in theaters simultaneously. The nerve. Saying her contract assured her the film would have an exclusive cinematic release and based her salary on its performance at the box office. Of course, Disney has dismissed the suit as without merit and says it complied with all the contract terms. Disney also mentioned that they've already paid her $20 million so far. So apparently that's not enough to keep her quiet. She's complaining anyway.
Yeah.
And who knows what'll end up happening. If her contract actually said that it's to be released in theaters only, and they did it also on their Disney Plus, which I believe they charged you extra for anyway.
They call it like Disney Plus Premium Access or something. Where if you're already paying them every month, you still got to pay another $20 or whatever it is to watch this movie.
Oh, nice. So good luck to Scarlett.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Tesla agreed to pay $1.5 million to settle a lawsuit alleging the company used a software update to reduce the maximum battery voltage for some of its Model S sedans. The software update, which was released in 2019, resulted in slower charging speed and diminished range for around 1,750 vehicles, according to the plaintiffs. As a result of the settlement, Tesla agreed to pay $625 to each of the affected vehicle owners. Mm. Lawyers for the owners said they conducted an investigation and found that voltage limitation was temporary, with a 10% reduction lasting about 3 months and a smaller 7% reduction lasting another 7 months before the corrective update was released in March of 2020.
$600-some dollars there for everybody.
For each person, yeah.
Interesting.
Zoom is facing more consequences for its earlier privacy and security lapses. Reuters reports that Zoom has agreed to pay $85 million to settle a lawsuit accusing the video chat giant of violating privacy and enabling Zoom bombing, that is, trolls dropping into others' chats. The preliminary settlement also requires tougher security measures, such as a warning about participants with third-party apps and offering special privacy-oriented training to Zoom staff.
Interesting. Zoom bombing.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of people are getting sued these days and having to pay these big payouts.
I'm curious about anyone listening. Have you ever been Zoom bombed or have been a Zoom bomber? How did that work out and what was the end result? You know, was it some serious meeting or something major to be concerned with, or did you just kind of deal with it? You know, if it was a humorous thing or something, or is it a class? You know, maybe interrupting a class or something, maybe not so good. Something like that. Oh, from the Who Cares department, Bill and Melinda Gates are officially divorced.
Whoop-de-doo.
According to court records, neither party will receive spousal support, and Melinda will not change her last name. Since the former couple shares adult children, the inclusion of child support in a custody agreement was rendered moot.
Okay.
Just thought you'd like to know.
Oh.
Chris in Delaware, listening on 105.9 WXDE. Hello, Chris.
If you put Windows on an iPad, does everything work like it would work on your laptop if you had Windows? And then what does it cost to do that? You have to pay for a subscription each year.
Well, Chris, this one's an easy answer. Nothing will run. Microsoft doesn't support the iPad's hardware architecture in Windows, and it just won't run at all.
Yeah, back on August 2nd, Microsoft released Windows 365, which will run on any device that can access the internet, but it's basically just Windows in a browser, so it wouldn't replace your operating system. And at the moment, that's only marketed to businesses, not individual consumers.
Yeah, so Chris, I could see why perhaps you'd want to do it, although I'm not really sure, but you're not going to be able to.
Yeah, if you really want a tablet with Windows and just You have to buy a Windows tablet.
Yeah.
Whether it's a Surface, you know, tablet from Microsoft or any of these other countless other manufacturers that sell laptops that have detachable ones that, you know, we use one here from Lenovo that has a detachable keyboard and will just turn into a tablet easily.
Yeah. And it's Windows based.
Yeah.
It's got Windows on it. So maybe you want to look at that, Chris. But either way, let us know what you end up with, because it perhaps will help other listeners who want to do something similar. Meantime, we invite you to join us at intotomorrow.com.